from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, no, good stuff, man. Looking forward to it. We don't hear a lot from Cam Ward, the quarterback, and I was actually very surprised to see Jalen Rivers and Kiko Maui Noah, the linebacker, who had such a great season. Surprised to see them both come back. I was very surprised, but glad to see them come back and want to play. And picked up here recently in the transfer portal some really, really good players. So we'll talk to Mario about that coming up, and some of the players that will join us in the 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour. With that, we also, of course, have opening day. Man, I got to tell you, Omar is like a little 10-year-old today, man. A little 10-year-old kid, and he knows he's going to get ice cream a little bit later on.
This is the first day of school for me.
So let me ask you, there's a lot of practice and stuff. What are you looking at today? Let's get past the Tua, and I know everybody wants to talk to about
obviously
the
if Tua works, how much he works. I was going to be looking for how does Odell Beckham look, but I guess I got to put that on pause for about a month.
That PUP'd, yeah,
which is fine. I mean, he's a 30.
David
year.
Long surprise you PUP?
Yes, I know he missed mini camp with an injury. The problem is they don't have to tell you what the injuries are, and you know they're all secretive and we'll see how that happens. We'll see what happens with that, but I got to tell you, Anthony Walker, who I watched during OTAs and minicamp, he's a starter. He's very impressive.
Oh, he is good.
Yeah,
he
was a great pickup especially for like I think he's 1 year, $2 million deal. He is a good player
to come back home and get a chance to play. But when he has played, he has been really productive. And you're right, he is going to play a lot in that.
But remember,
defense.
David Long when he came to Miami, durability issues.
I'll tell you what, he was on a mission because he heard about that in Detroit, and Tennessee to make sure that he he didn't have to deal with that. You're right.
He's in a contract year, so, I mean, you got to expect the best out of him. And I think he's a good player, how he fits into this defense. Anthony Weaver's defense, this is the main thing I need to see. What's it going to look like? I saw a little bit of it in training camp. I saw how they were using Jalen Ramsey. I saw how they were using Javon Holland. I need to see when they have a full array of defensive linemen what that looks like. How are they going to play Calais Campbell? How are they going to play the rookies, Chop Robinson and Muhammad Kamara? Who's the front runner at nose tackle? Hell, did both those nose tackles pass their conditioning test? I don't even know. I hope they did.
Yeah.
The defensive linemen, they're some big boys.
Well, so I'm going to take a little different spin on Anthony Weaver. Part of Anthony Weaver's job is not going to be, this is a system I run, and we're going to run it. But you got to make some adjustments to what you have.
That's true.
And if certain guys do – listen, not every guy can do everything.
No.
Right?
Emmanuel Ogba cannot drop back in coverage.
So he shouldn't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had some other guys drop in coverage, and I could never understand why are you doing that. Well, honestly, I ain't taking a shot. I don't want to see Jason Taylor when he was playing in coverage.
Hey, wasn't that his MVP season, though? Wasn't that his, like, defensive –
He had his best year. That was Nick Saban. That's why he and Nick are tighter than wet spaghetti.
I mean, I don't know.
But you put Jason in any system.
Yeah.
And
same thing with Jalen Phillips. I want to see him. I don't want to see him going dropping back into coverage.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. I'm curious. I agree with you. Your defense should be built around the talent and skill sets of the players.
You don't have a bunch of guys who can play man to man. Then don't try to play man-to-man with guys who can't do it and see a guy get smoked and you go, well, we all sit up there and we go, well, we know he's not a good man-to-man coverage guy. Why are we doing that? And the teams are going to attack you.
Yep.
No one. That guy's out there. He can't cover.
Don't play zone crossing routes. Like, oh, my God.
Well, the crossing routes were a big problem that Vic Fangio did not figure out real well.
They didn't figure it out all season. If I'm playing the Eagles, I'm crossing them to death. His defense, that's the one thing it can't stop. It can't stop a crossing route.
Tell your safety to stop being a you-know-what all the time.
CeeDee Lamb, by the way, too, another one on a crossing route. Catch a crossing route, turns it up, and
yeah,
is
no,
in the end zone.
Jalen Ramsey would make the argument that Kader Kohu should not have been defending CeeDee Lamb. So.
Well, I've kind of got that feel that Anthony Weaver has listened to his best player, starting
absolutely
with Jalen Ramsey, and said, hey, man, don't worry. You and I are thinking the same thing. We got a guy that's going to be a high-targeted dude. And the fact that you want to take him and can cover him, by the way, he is out of his break, even coming off that injury, for such a long-legged guy,
mm-hmm,
his turn.
I watch him coming out every single day.
It's incredible, his speed of coming out. I think that's a big thing, being able quickly to come out of.
You know, I've watched cornerbacks, and I've watched some. I've seen and covered some great cornerbacks.
But you always scare me because you think we got 200 of them down in the parks in
Dade
County.
They do. This is the place you can get wide receivers and cornerbacks, Joe. Don't play like you can't. You should be able to find a wide receiver and cornerback here. Can you not?
Well, you mean go down to the park?
Absolutely.
Park,
the one with the hill that you like to run. they're always there.
You know what? I almost stopped the other day. There were so many kids, all different ages, including all the way up to high school, and it was packed on the way. I love it, man. I just think, and so I was walking with my daughter, and I said, this is why the NFL is full of kids and Division I players, because of these workouts that those kids are doing. By the way, they don't do it at 8 in the morning.
Nah, what time do they do it?
They're doing it at 10, 11, 12. I go over to Massive Sweat to get the maximum, and their workout is crazy going up
yes
down those hills.
Yes, yes, yes. I watched some of Freezy. He's Flo Rida's manager, and he runs an Optimist League, and he trains like young kids. And Willie Williams is the one that trains him. You remember Willie Williams?
I do. I spent I can't tell you how many shows we've done,
yeah,
segments on Willie Williams. Five-star out of Carroll City High School.
Carroll City High School.
Your high school.
Used to be Pace, Carroll City, yes. And so they train young kids.
I didn't know that, man. I'm glad to hear he's doing okay then.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They train young kids, and it and they video it. And it's an army of young people trying to make it to the next level in college and all that stuff. Man, it never ends here in South Florida. This is why this is a football town, and I'm going to predict that this is going to be the biggest season in football for both programs in 20 years, because Dolphins have a good team. Hurricanes should have a good team. They got one of college football's best prospects. They're paying for players, and it's legal now. Like, we should have some talent here in South Florida.
No, glad to see you come around. I agree. We should have a fun year. Should feel like the old Orange Bowl when the Canes were –
mm-hmm —
putting up wins at home on that little board in the corner, and then next day the Dolphins would usually go 7-1 or 8-0 at home, and then everybody was having fun on Saturday and Sunday. I remember going, man, this is not normal. What's going on here? Someday it could change, but
someday,
it would be nice, man.
And someday lasted
good.
20 years.
Yeah, it could could be a lot of fun this year for all the football talk that that we have. Hey, so anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to. We got more sound from yesterday from Jordan Poyer and always entertaining Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
He put a new one in on me yesterday about maybe I've been a little selfish on this 2,000 yards.
He also talked. I asked him about, you know, because last year, you know, last year it was all about, oh, this is my, I'm only going to play out this contract and then I'm going to quit. I'm not playing more than 10 seasons. And now it's like, when do you think you're going to, when do you think you're going to retire? Well, I'd like a new contract. And then, you know, I'll see about how long I play because my sons are getting older and I want to be there for them. They're like, Dad, I want you to see more games. So I'm not even going to bring up how many sons or anything like that. I'm staying in my lane.
I just think you catch him in the mood of the day is what you get.
Tyreek is so entertaining and he's intentionally entertaining. And I love that. I love it. It's good for business.
He was talking the other day about somebody stealing the ping pong table or the.
we never got to the bottom of what happened to the ping pong table, though.
Oh, man. By the way, ping pong could be the greatest bonding team sport.
Oh, they play basketball. They play basketball in the team meeting room. Like, the team meeting room has a basketball hoop. So they shoot. At the end of the year, they had a tournament, player by position, which unit was the best at basketball at the end of the year. It's they have fun there.
Always comes down to two groups. I'm with you. All right, say, listen, we got to go to break. We'll come back here. Omar Kelly with us this morning as well. Chev, the CEO, sent me a message late last night. I was a little surprised to get it, and I was asleep. But this morning, hey, Joe, it's hurricane season. I know you know that, but tell people I got some great financing deals going on right now, especially for hurricane windows and doors. And if you need a new roof, my folks are ready to go. Check it out. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. I was writing this stuff down, man. Hey, Joe, all the roofing material. Yeah, tile, shingle, metal flat, we do it all. And if you're a little leaky, we're in the middle of hurricane season right now. And it's a long way from being over, and it's not too late to find you going, oh, gosh, I keep thinking about it. Hey, you got one thing to do to protect yourself from potential winds and rain and storms that we get down here in South Florida, and that is to take care of that home of yours and make sure you got the best windows, the best doors, and nobody's going to do it like Loctite is going to do it for you. Yep, Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Got some great deals. Cover all of South Florida for you, by the way. Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Loctite even has a group that do the permits and HOA approval, so you don't have to even worry about that. Well-structured, great people, ready to answer all your questions and get it done all over South Florida for you. 954-500-LOCK. 954-500-LOCK. Hey, just tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call. Find out, have them come out, take a look at what you have, and get it done. You've been talking about it now more than ever. Loctite, Impact, windows, doors, and...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now.
Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Roofing. All right, Woody, thank you so much. And we'll have, if you stay with us, in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, a lot of University of Miami stuff coming up with Mario Cristobal, as well as Cam Ward, the quarterback, Jalen Rivers, left tackle, and Kiko Maui-Noa, linebacker, all up there with Coach Cristobal for their day, ACC football media day, the kickoff for everybody. That's why Woody's up there and getting it all set up. So we'll have all that. And of course, today the Miami Dolphins on the field for the first time. Can't wait to see what it looks like. Although, what the team is going to look like, start the season, and what it's going to look like today, don't read into it because there's still a lot of guys either on the PUP or day-to-day coming back. A little disappointed to find out Taj Washington, a seventh-round pick out of USC, is on the IR and probably done for the year. He looks like he's not going to be doing anything. What do you think?
No, yeah. He's when you put him on it, because you could have put him on the PUP and had the opportunity to have him return. But when you're on IR, it means you're done. IR and training camp.
They're not going to use an IR spot for him to.
No, once you go on IR in training camp, you can't come off. You have to be. Come off. You're done for the year. So he's basically, this is a redshirt season for him. It's going to be. I didn't expect him to have a major season. I mean, you've got a loaded, stocked wide receiving core. River Craycraft, say whatever you want. I've been doubting that guy for his entire career. He's always made the roster. He's a valuable piece.
We all like River, man. You don't have to sell anybody on old River.
Yeah, no. Listen, River, then Eric Uzukama. Like, how are these? You know, I know these rookies. They're the new shiny toys. They're the new guys, but. I'm sorry, Eric Uzukama is fighting for his life right now. Braylon Sanders has been on the practice squad for 2 years. There's no guarantee that any of these rookies are going to be better than them, so they're giving the kid a redshirt season.
I am curious to see Malik Washington, sixth-round pick, put up big numbers, 110 catches last mm-hmm. year with Virginia. Is there a place for him to get some snaps at some point this season? And again, he's not the biggest guy in the world. And, you know, we got some guys already there in Braxton and River. And in a perfect world, you hope Odell can stay healthy all season along with Jalen and Tyreek. And yep. Then that's really going to cut back for some of the other guys. And the Ezekama one is really interesting. I didn't expect him to be out all year. You know what? When he got here, he was so good. Making catches and making plays for Skylar
Thompson.
Mm-hmm. And I just thought, you know what? Maybe, yeah, he and Skylar Thompson. Yeah, good point.
Maybe they could develop into something, and it never panned out. Then they started using him in those Deebo Samuels gadget run plays in the preseason, and they were like, okay, there might be something here. Then he suffered the neck injury and never saw him again.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a fresh start for everybody. I'm always curious about the rookie class because, first of all, we haven't had much of a rookie class the last couple of years as far as draft picks. and so this year, do we get some production, which is interesting because you look at the one side, and I know you talk about it, and I do too, all the 30-year-old, the 30-plus-year-old club of guys on this team, and most of them are going to be on the team, if not all of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I look at that, and a lot of them are going to be key backups or contributors. Then I wonder about what's going to happen with the rookie class.
Yes. Patrick Paul, especially right now, Patrick Paul is going to get a significant amount of run in practice. So we're going to get an opportunity to look at what he is as a left tackle.
There's not some injuries, I don't think he plays. If there's not a few injuries.
I mean, it's Teron. Clear. I think that he's going to be an exclusive left tackle. So I think if something happens to Teron, he goes in there.
You think he goes ahead of Kendall Lamb at left tackle?
Yeah, because he's a future. Kendall's already said, this is my last year in the NFL. What am I investing in? You know, you got to invest in
Patrick. He better show him he's ready to play.
Absolutely.
Because if it looks like a part-time open door.
They're gonna take care
of lefty.
Oh no, we're definitely gonna play Kendall Lamb if he shows that he's not ready and capable of it.
So that's a question. And you're right, he didn't get all the work he needs.
You're gonna know.
You make all your mistakes. That's what camp's for. Go get it, but don't lose your confidence.
That's true.
And by the way, that's
a very important point that I never considered.
That's the big one, man. And you know what I've noticed? Everybody goes through the same thing. This isn't new, this camp ups and downs, especially when you're young and all the mistakes and getting smoked by veterans and getting chewed up by other guys.
And dropping balls. And
all that stuff's going to happen. The question is, you can't go into a funk over it.
That's true. Noah Igbinoghmi was a good cornerback till Russell Wilson got a hold of him.
Look at how many guys I don't want to blame mental illness on losing your confidence, but we've had a lot of rookies around here. Lose confidence.
Absolutely.
We had a pass rusher by the last name of Harris that just flat out lost his confidence.
Man,
that same move, and they just grabbed onto him, and you know, and I'm sure he's feeling first round pressure.
Yeah, first round pressure. That's real. It's a real thing.
Dion is going to face Dion it was. I don't know where you put Dion. That is part of the mental health club.
Oh yeah,
had,
that was
he had issues,
drug issues. Your mental health issue makes you want to smoke weed, okay?
But again, then you got guys that get knocked down and jump right back up and go, hey, I'm going to be in this league for a while. Now, you got me, but I'm coming back. I'm going to learn from that. And that ain't going to happen again. And get back. It's a fresh day. It's a new start.
Yeah. Austin did a nice rebound.
I give him credit.
I want to see Liam do a rebound. Last camp, Liam was the whooping boy of last camp. And Christian Wilkins stole his confidence like the Grinch, just absolutely beat up on him every single day, and it just destroyed that guy's confidence to the point where they had to pull him. They had to pull him.
So when you play against and you get stuck playing against one of those guys every day and you can't beat him, like in jam, or you can't block him when you're supposed to, then you're like, uh-oh. You start – reality kicks in. What did I go to college for? Let me see. What can I do? Can I be a teacher or a coach or something?
Yeah, and I am so excited for Liam this season.
One of the guys you like a lot, Liam Eichenberg.
This opportunity is right there. He knows exactly where he is in his NFL career. He knows the opportunity that's presented to him right now. That left guard and that right guard spot is wide open. He wants that right guard spot. He knows he's the backup center, but he doesn't want that job. He wants to be the starting right guard. You go out there and you put together a good season, and you could be looking at getting some money. Or you could become Michael Dieter for the rest of your career. So the choice is yours, and I think Liam's put in the work. It'll be interesting to see how he performs.
Brewer is definitely the center, correct?
Yes, absolutely. They signed him to be the center. They gave him the money to be the center. You know, hell, if that was the case, we could have brought back Connor Williams, who's going to Seattle right now to do a workout. I don't know where Connor Williams is because he suffered his ACL injury in December, and we were talking about retirement in April, and now he's playing. But Aaron Brewer is the center. Liam is that, and Isaiah Wynn is on the PUP, so that left guard spot is open too. Left guard spot, right guard spot, two spots that are. I don't know any other spots on the team that are open. You know any other spots that are up for grabs?
I think they want to give some guys a chance to be the third corner. I think they still would love to see Cam work out.
Guys a chance. You're talking about Nick Needham and
Cam Smith.
No, I know Cam Smith, but I mean who's competing? It's Cam and Nick Needham and Ethan Bonner, and that's it.
where
who else is there? Nobody.
Where are you going to put Cater? Kohu? Where's he going to fit? He's not going to start ahead of Kendall Fuller. Kendall Fuller's going to start at that other corner.
Yes. But I think you're going to see Jalen move around until Cater can't work exclusively as a nickel guy. He's got to go.
I think Cater's better outside. I don't know about Cater in the slot.
I liked him in the slot. I think last year is not a good sampling because I think there's too much zone, and I don't think Cater's a zone cornerback. Now, you'll play a lot of zone this year too, so. I think Cater's a better quarterback.
I didn't know if that was zone or man-to-man on some of those crossing routes last year.
But that wasn't fair. What is he supposed to do? Cater, you're in zone. He's got to drop the guy.
We helped Rice have, before his problems in the offseason for Kansas City, we made him look like one of the great second-round picks of all time.
Yeah, no. It's just not just him. Everybody beat him on crossing routes. It's the one thing Vic Fangio's defense – Vic Fangio still doesn't have an answer for it. Like,
he better, because all my friends up in Philly think he is the great savior.
Best thing.
No, he's not. I've been saying I wanted him 3 years ago, but not this year.
Listen, he has got such a reputation that everybody just kisses the ring. And Mike McDaniel kissed the ring all last year, and look where it got him. And they did a good job. Number 10 defense in the NFL.
They were all the way up to number 2 or number 3.
No, they were number 4. They were number 4 going into the Baltimore game. And I'm like, players want me to just attack the man. I'm like, what do you want me to do? He's got the number 4. You're the number 4
as
defense.
As bad as it was, he still ended top 10.
Yeah. Like,
listen, there were some good things with that. Personally,
they set records for sacks.
Whatever. Sacks.
Yeah.
Gave up 3.8 yards per carry.
Had a great.
You go under 4, you hold somebody to 3 yard anything in the threes.
Yeah.
For runs per carry. Runs, that's pretty damn good.
No, they were a good defense until the end of the season, until Baltimore got to them.
I am really curious to see how he's going to line up all these pass rushers. For guy, because they're going to work on second and long and obvious passing situations where you're going, we got to get heat there.
Yep.
You got to get some heat. You can't just sit back there and cover guys all day. The guys on offense will win. If there's an extra second or two, you got that somebody's getting separation and you're in trouble, and I'm just curious. I don't expect they're going to have as many sacks this year from what they have, but
Anthony Weaver's about rotating his defensive linemen, so a lot of these guys are going to be rotating in and out and package based. I need to know who's good.
You want to really get back to this? I'll give you one. When Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips are truly 100%,
that's what November.
Not October, but when they're starting to go, oh, yeah, he got his gear back. Oh, yeah. That's a guy I saw in Baltimore and the guy in the Jets game before he got injured. Mm. Oh, yeah, that's what those two look like as guys.
Are you sure you can get that this season?
Got to get it late in the year is all we need. I don't need it in September. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, man, this thing's pretty clear cut for everybody in our fan base, everybody in the media, and everybody on that friggin' team. We got to play better. I'll give you the date when we got to start playing better. It's that day everybody gets together called Thanksgiving, and you got the last game, and everybody's going to sit down with a full stomach.
Oh, you're talking about Green
Sweet
Bay.
Sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, whatever you like, wherever you're from.
The showdown between Tua and Jordan Love.
Green Bay, and Miami's going to go visit them at Lambeau Stadium. Everybody's going to go, all right, the season starts tonight. Here we go. Let's see what we got. That's when I need those two dudes to really be playing at a high level. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. Hollywood's headlines. We got a little Hollywood headlines coming from Charlotte.
Yes, we do.
He's ready to go. He just got a freebie breakfast up there. He got that buffet. Hey, I don't know about you, Omar, about right now I could eat some of that buffet up there. That would sound real good. Hey, I want to talk about sports-related injuries for a sec. I hate talking about them, man. I do. I hate talking about injuries, but it sure is nice to know that if you do get injured in South Florida, and you can hear me right now, that we have one of the great sports medicine programs in the country right here. Everybody talks about our doctors. Everybody talks about the big horses and some of the top specialists that they have. Where do the pros go? All right, enter Miami. The Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, and a lot of our individual sporting events that we have down here all use the great doctors from Baptist Health, South Florida, team doctors. The team doctors turn it over when there's bad injuries to their great specialists they have for the knee and shoulder and foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. We got your body covered with doctors that have seen every kind of sports injury there is. And the reason I'm talking about it with this big mouth that I have every day is because you're going to be able to see those same doctors that work on high school, college, and professional athletes every day. Not just here in South Florida. They come in from all over the country to see these guys and get the best results. We got great three really good facilities. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility. You can see that. It's open for business if you're going out there in the next couple of weeks. And, of course, 595 and Pine Island in Plantation, man. Doctors that know how to get you back out playing the sports you love the most. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us from Charlotte, man? You've been outstanding up there, Woody.
Thank you, Joe. I do appreciate that. I think Trevor needs to bring the music down just a bit. So I can hear you guys.
Working on it. I'm trying to do the good fade for you.
He's like, get your act together, Trevor.
I got to tell you, man, nobody enjoys being in here more than Trevor, so leave him alone, man.
I know. I love Trevor. He's done a great job.
This guy brings passion. He's got me like having Trevor in here is like having an extra cup of coffee. I mean, he is full of caffeine, this kid. All right, what do you have for us?
No low T there, right, Joe?
No low T. He may have ED, though. I don't know, but no low T.
Scott Zolak's on line one from lines right now.
All right. I told you he was jacked.
All right, that's way over my head.
Hey, Woody, you got any low T or ED right now, brother? Is it just me? All right, go ahead.
I'm flying on American Airlines today. I got all of it, Joe. I got all of it. All right, here we go. You ready? Here for some headlines.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods' son, Charlie, the savior of golf here, Joe, has missed the cut at the U.S. Junior Amateur Tournament.
Yeah, what did he shoot? How like an 82? I saw he had a bow, and he had his head down. He had a whole bunch of people. Do you see the amount of people that were following him? Hey, you know what? I think Omar will agree. Having a famous dad, whether you're Michael Jordan's kids or Tom Brady's sons or Tiger Woods' son.
LeBron James.
Look at what Bronny's going through. Poor Bronny goes, I just want to play basketball. Don't be mad at me. I didn't tell him to pick me. My dad did.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to do that. Go ahead.
The problem with the Tiger situation is his son is the only likable golfer we have left. So, like, we need him to be good, right?
Well, so his son, I don't know if you see, he plays in that father's son. His son's got a little Tiger in him as far as confidence. I was surprised. Everybody was waiting for him. Of course, he goes out there and everybody goes, he's going to be the next Tiger. And you're going, well, if he is, that'd make him the second best golfer, third best golfer in the world. So, that's a tough one, man. Tough one.
All right, we go to the NFL here. Aaron Rodgers showed up to Jets camp. Did you guys catch the shirt that he was wearing?
No. What now?
It was a shirt with an Egyptian cat on it. He's got a big, crap-eating grin on his face as they photograph him walking through the...
Oh, yeah, he's going to throw it in everybody's face. Yeah, I went to Egypt for a vacation. OTAs are mini camp to me, and I was there for most of them. Screw you. Kiss my ass. That's
flip-flops, too. I just pulled up the shirt. Flip-flops.
He'll fight with everybody. That's fine. He needs to play well.
I am, but I stopped wearing them to training camp. That's an Adam Beasley thing.
You still wear flip-flops at training camp?
Yeah. Beasley still does.
He does?
Yeah. Beasley's a flip-flop guy.
I didn't know that.
I used to be a flip-flop guy, but I mean, With Mike McDaniel and his shoe collection, I got to impress Mike. I got to step up my sneaker game.
Yeah, Mike's
Mike's
up on that stuff.
Yeah, Mike is. Players get mad when I say this, but I think he's got a better sneaker collection than most of them.
Unless they got big Nike contracts.
Nah, not even Nike contracts. Mike is way past not. Mike wouldn't wear Nike. Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
No, he's on that next level sneaker stuff. Like his sneaker collection.
He only wears the Hokas and the Clouds.
No, you would. I don't think you'd ever see him in Hokas.
That was a shot of me. You're a bad man.
Hey,
you're a bad man.
I mean,
man,
don't
Woody.
Act like Hokas are cheap now. The Hokas aren't cheap. I got
hey,
to try it out.
I wore my Air.
They're ugly, but they're expensive.
Yes. Yesterday, beautiful, just so comfortable.
Yeah, they're ugly, really, but they nice. Are expensive.
Oh, they're hideous. All right, we keep it moving here. Tough one here for Joe. Another one of his tennis idols is retiring here. Andy Murray, the Olympics will be his last go here, and he's going to call it after a 19-year career.
Yeah, it's time. It's time.
It's sad, bro.
One of the big four, and that'll be it. We'll be down to Nadal, who's just about done. If it's not on clay, he can't play. And then it's the Joker by himself. Hopefully never.
Did you rhyme that intentionally?
No.
If it's not on clay, he can't play. Did you?
I didn't even catch his bars.
Oh,
I,
man.
That's a stutter.
Woody can't let
usually
anything
he does
go.
Those on purpose. I don't know.
Go ahead, Woody.
That was pretty good. All right. Some college football news here. The Rose Bowl. Joe is trying to make a push here to be left out.
Go.
Of the college
good.
Football.
Goodbye. Kiss my rear end. Goodbye.
Rotation.
We'll give you the.
Well, look, I kind of am with them on this one. They want to keep their game on January 1st. They want to have that 5 o'clock Eastern kickoff time. They want that to be a permanent thing. They have that parade and everything you do up there as well around the game. So, you know, look, everything that has to do with tradition is being destroyed in college football. They're trying to keep this going. I can kind of get on board with that.
Not me. Everything's changing, right, man. And just because you're the Rose Bowl, you don't want to be it. We'll get you the 20th team and the 21st team playing a game where all the guys decide not to play. So kiss my rear end. Just give you a regular bowl game. You can have your Rose Bowl be real nice with all the backups and all the red shirts playing. It'll be great.
All right. This was interesting. Some Olympic news with the Olympics getting set to start here this week. The Olympic Committee voted to approve Olympic esports, which will be set to debut in 2025. I assume you know what that is, right, Joe?
No, what? Are you telling me video games?
Yeah, esports, bro. Some real athletes doing that.
Some real thumb athletes.
Well, so that's going to be in the Olympics?
Don't be rude to the video gamers.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing, man? What are we doing?
It's a real thing, bro. People make a lot of money doing that. They have it at colleges now. It's a real thing.
You know what I want to see at the Olympics? This is what I want to watch.
The 100 meters.
No, outside of the 100 meters. I want
200 meters.
No, I want to watch breakdancing.
They don't have breakdancing.
They do have breakdancing.
What the hell are we doing, man? What are we doing to the Olympics?
They don't have breakdancing.
They
got to
stay relevant. They got to do
100, 200, 400, long jump, triple jump, high jump.
Swimming. Gymnastics.
Omar,
don't forget gymnastics.
Gymnastics, very big.
Yes.
Maybe the
Omar,
most.
And now breakdancing.
Working with Joe, you can't make fun of the Olympics around Joe. He takes it very personally.
I know.
He grew up idolizing the Olympics. It was a really big deal for
him. It was a big deal. It was. Yeah. I mean, this is before the era. I know you're a cable baby. We didn't. I'm old enough to know when we didn't have cable and TV went off at 11 o'clock at night. Like, it went off. And Olympics was a big deal every 4 years.
Omar, you're like 3 years older than me.
I mean,
you know what, though, Omar?
Just to add to this guy
who has no appreciation, you got 4 years in between the Olympics, and you got a peak at the right time just to be able to represent your country.
And really, no money in it either.
Well, they're making some money now.
By the way,
you got to watch it. Speaking of documentaries, we got one for our athletes, too.
The track one? Okay.
It's a good one. It's good. So it's about the Jamaican sprinters and the American sprinters, who, by the way, don't like each other.
No, they don't. I'm Jamaican, by the way.
Already the guys you grew up watching in that
Jamaican
one,
Joe?
Yeah, I'm Jamaican. Team Jamaica,
baby. How
come
you can't run?
My dad wonders the same thing. My dad used to run track. He's like, damn, how come it didn't pass down?
It's incredible, that island, and how fast the damn men and women are.
They say it's the yams that we eat. That's the Jamaican yams.
They're a little pride when it comes to that.
Yeah, man.
The sprint stuff.
We want to be the fastest island. Fastest, well, yes, it's an island, so represent.
You've never been there.
I've been. Come on, I just went to Jamaica like 2 years ago. I've been to Jamaica. I was born there. Born there. Came to America. I'm a naturalized American citizen.
All right.
Woody. All right, I got a few more for you guys.
Go ahead,
here,
Woody. I'm sorry.
I hope you
sorry
enjoy the
that,
Olympics,
Jamaican
by the way.
Thing.
I know
Go
you,
ahead,
you
I know.
Looked up. I know you looked up to a lot of those guys as a young boy. So let's keep it moving here. Also with the Olympics, by the way, Joe. With the Olympics, you know they give a little welcome package to all the athletes that show up there. You get, you know, they had a phone in there, water bottles, you know, different toiletries, stuff like that. They give to the athletes. They also had custom-made Olympic logo condoms in all of these.
Got to have that. I knew you were going there. There's probably going to be a little bangy-dangy taking place in that place between athletes. There's no question.
In the Old Village, you think?
Old Village is going to be rocking and rolling.
You got to do that after competing, right?
No, if you got a few days, it's
before?
Just you don't
okay.
want to do it right before. But yeah, if you got a few days,
man, it makes some
Rocky
Olympic
was
I was a big believer in that,
in
by the
hotel,
way.
So.
I was a big like, hey man, not tonight. I gotta
oh
play
yeah,
tomorrow. No, I believed in that.
You gotta
stuff.
Keep your legs under you.
I need not 2 days.
Yeah,
I believe
2 days.
Friday night's
you
all
cut
right.
it off. You
we
cut it off on
we want to do on
okay.
Friday.
Okay,
I can go out on Friday, but Saturday,
not
no.
even Saturday morning. Not even Saturday morning. Nah, you're going to get one in. You're going to get one in Saturday morning.
Maybe. I don't remember. I don't remember.
You're going to get
you
one in Saturday
you can plead the
morning.
Fifth.
Yeah. But
I'm telling you guys.
Sunday night.
I'm happily TV. Married, so let's just stop with that. You're all right.
Rocky was on TV in the hotel yesterday. You know, the women weakened legs thing, right, from Mick?
Yeah. That's right.
Right?
Isn't that's
that
right.
where that comes
that
from?
It is good. That's true.
You gotta listen to Mick. Two more for you guys really quick here. One item that is going up for auction soon here. Kobe Bryant's locker, the actual physical wooden locker from the Staples Center when they rebuilt the locker rooms there in 2018. So
ooh,
some
that's
guy
a good one, by the way,
who worked there was smart enough to snatch it out of there. It was repurchased by the guy who bought the nameplate for the locker. They put the two together, and now there will be an auction. And the Kobe locker expected to go anywhere from $1 million to $1.5 million. If you'd like to have that in your home.
That's
and
a good
finally
one.
Here today,
if you
guys,
got money,
that
that's
nice.
A good one.
I don't know if you guys have seen this yet, but Tom Brady has been linked to another SI swimsuit model.
God bless Tom. Why shouldn't Tom? That's
well
what Tom
there.
Should be with.
Tom Brady. Which swimsuit model is this? Let me look her up.
And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us from Charlotte, man? You've been outstanding up there, Woody.
Thank you, Joe. I do appreciate that. I think Trevor needs to bring the music down just a bit. So I can hear you guys.
Working on it. I'm trying to do the good fade for you.
He's like, get your act together,
I
Trevor.
I got to tell you, man, nobody enjoys being in here more than Trevor, so leave him alone, man.
I know. I love Trevor. He's done a great job.
Trevor, by the way, this guy, he brings passion. He's got me like having Trevor in here is like having an extra cup of coffee. I mean, he is full of caffeine, this kid. All right, what do you have for us?
No low T there, right, Joe?
No low T. He may have ED, though. I don't know, but no low T.
Scott Zolak's on line one for lines right now.
All right. I told you he was jacked.
All right, that's way over my head.
Hey, Woody, you got any low T or ED right now, brother? Is it just me? All right, go ahead.
I'm flying on American Airlines today. I got all of it, Joe. I got all of it. All right, here we go. You ready? Here for some headlines.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods' son, Charlie, the savior of golf here, Joe, has missed the cut at the U.S. Junior Amateur Tournament.
Yeah, what did he shoot? How like an 82? I saw he had a bow, and he had his head down. He had a whole bunch of people. Did you see the amount of people that were following him? Hey, you know what? I think Omar will agree. Having a famous dad, whether you're Michael Jordan's kids or Tom Brady's sons or Tiger Woods' son.
LeBron James.
Look at what Bronny's going through. Poor Bronny goes, I just want to play basketball. Don't be mad at me. I didn't tell him to pick me. My dad did.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to do that. Go ahead.
The problem with the Tiger situation is his son is the only likable golfer we have left. So, like, we need him to be good, right?
Well, so his son, I don't know if you see, he plays in that father-son. His son's got a little a little tiger in him as far as confidence. I was surprised. You know, everybody was waiting for him. Of course, he goes out there, and everybody goes, he's going to be the next Tiger. And you're going, well, if he is, that'd make him the second-best golfer, third-best golfer in the world. So, that's a tough one, man. Tough one.
All right, we go to the NFL here. Aaron Rodgers showed up to Jets camp. Did you guys catch the shirt that he was wearing?
No. What now?
It was a shirt with an Egyptian cat on it. He's got a big, you know, crap-eating grin on his face as they photograph him walking through the...
Oh, yeah, he's going to throw it in everybody's face. Yeah, I went to Egypt for a vacation. OTAs are mini camp to me, and I was there for most of them. Screw you. Kiss my ass. That's
flip-flops, too. I just pulled up the shirt. Flip-flops.
He'll fight with everybody. That's fine. He just needs to play well.
He just needs to play well. Omar.
I am, but I stopped wearing them to training camp. That's an Adam Beasley thing.
You used to wear flip-flops at training camp?
Yeah. Beasley still does.
He does?
Yeah. Beasley's a flip-flop guy.
I didn't know that.
I used to be a flip-flop guy, but I mean, you know. With Mike McDaniel and his shoe collection, I got to impress Mike. I got to step up my sneaker game.
Yeah, Mike's
Mike's
up on that stuff.
Yeah, Mike is. Players get mad when I say this, but I think he's got a better sneaker collection than most of them.
Unless they got big Nike contracts.
Nah, not even Nike contracts. Mike is way past not. Mike wouldn't wear Nike. Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
No, he's on that next level sneaker stuff. Like his sneaker collection.
He only wears the Hokas and the Clouds.
No, I don't think you'd ever see him in Hokas.
That was a shot of me. You're a bad man.
Hey,
you're a bad man.
I mean, don't act like Hokas are cheap now. The Hokas aren't cheap. I got to try it out.
I wore my
They're
Air Joe
they're ugly, but they're expensive.
Charlotte yesterday. Beautiful, just so comfortable.
Yeah, they're ugly, really but they nice. Are expensive.
Oh, they're hideous. All right, we keep it moving here. Tough one here for Joe. Another one of his tennis idols is retiring here. Andy Murray, the Olympics will be his last go here, and he's going to call it after a 19-year career.
Yeah, it's time. It's time.
It's sad, bro.
One of the big four, and that'll be it. We'll be down to Nadal, who's just about done. If it's not on clay, he can't play. And then it's the Joker by himself. Hopefully never
did
wins
you rhyme that intentionally?
No.
If it's not on clay, he can't play. Did you?
I didn't even catch his bars.
That's a
stutter.
Woody can't let anything go.
He does those on purpose. I don't know.
Go ahead, Woody.
That was pretty good. All right. Some college football news here. The Rose Bowl. Joe is trying to make a push here to be left out.
Go.
Of the
good. Goodbye. Kiss my rear end. Goodbye.
Rotation.
We'll give you the.
Well, look, I kind of am with them on this one. They want to keep their game on January 1st. They want to have that 5:00 Eastern kickoff time. They want that to be a permanent thing. They have that parade and everything you do up there as well around the game. So, you know, look, everything that has to do with tradition is being destroyed in college football. They're trying to keep this going. I can kind of get on board with that.
Not me. Everything's changing, man. And just because you're the Rose Bowl, you don't want to be it. We'll get you the 20th team and the 21st team playing a game where all the guys decide not to play. So kiss my rear end. Just give you a regular bowl game. You can have your Rose Bowl be real nice with all the backups and all the red shirts playing. It'll be great.
All right. This was interesting. Some Olympic news with the Olympics getting set to start here this week. The Olympic Committee voted to approve Olympic esports, which will be set to debut in 2025. I assume you know what that is, right, Joe?
No, what? Are you telling me video games?
Yeah, esports, bro. Some real athletes doing that.
Some real thumb athletes.
Well, so that's going to be in the Olympics?
Don't be rude to the video gamers.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing, man? What are we doing?
It's a real thing, bro. People make a lot of money doing that. They have it at colleges now. It's a real thing.
You know what I want to see at the Olympics? This is what I want to watch.
The 100 meters.
No, outside of the 100 meters. I want
200 meters.
No, I want to watch breakdancing.
They don't have breakdancing.
They do have breakdancing.
What the hell are we doing, man? What are we doing to the Olympics?
They don't have
They
got to
stay relevant. They got to do
100, 200, 400, long jump, triple jump, high jump.
Swimming.
Swimming.
Gymnastics. Omar, don't forget gymnastics.
Gymnastics, very big.
Yes.
Maybe the most.
And now breakdancing.
Working with Joe, you can't make fun of the Olympics around Joe. He takes it very personally.
I know.
He grew up idolizing the Olympics. It was a really big deal for him.
It was a big deal. It was. I mean, this is before the era. I know you're a cable baby. I'm old enough to know when we didn't have cable and TV went off at 11 o'clock at night. Like, it went off. And Olympics was a big deal every 4 years.
Omar, you're like 3 years older than me.
I mean,
you know what, though, Omar?
Just to add
to this guy who has no appreciation, you got 4 years in between the Olympics, and you got a peak at the right time just to be able to represent your country.
And really, no money in it either.
Well, they're making some money now.
By the way,
you got to watch it. Speaking of documentaries, we got one for our athletes, too.
The track one? Okay.
It's a good one. It's good. So it's about the Jamaican sprinters and the American sprinters, who, by the way, don't like each other.
No, they don't. I'm Jamaican, by the way.
Are any of the guys you grew up watching in that
Jamaican?
Joe?
Yeah, I'm Jamaican. Team Jamaica,
baby. How
come
you can't run?
My dad wonders the same thing. My dad used to run track. He's like, damn, how come he didn't pass that?
It's incredible, that island, and how fast the damn men and women are.
They say it's the yams that we eat. That's the Jamaican yams.
They're a little pride when it comes to that.
Yeah, man.
The sprint stuff.
We want to be the fastest island. Well, yes, it's an island, so represent.
You've never been there.
I've been. Come on. I just went to Jamaica like 2 years ago. I've been to Jamaica. I was born there.
You were?
Born there. Came to America. I'm a naturalized American citizen.
All right.
All right, I got a few more for you guys.
Go ahead,
here,
Woody. I'm sorry.
I hope you
sorry
enjoy
about
the
that
Olympics,
Jamaican
by the way.
Thing.
I know you looked up to a lot of those guys as a young boy. So let's keep it moving here. Also with the Olympics, by the way, Joe, with the Olympics, you know, they give a little welcome package to all the athletes that show up there. They had a phone in there, water bottles, you know, different toiletries, stuff like that they give to the athletes. They also had custom-made Olympic logo condoms in all of these.
Got to have that. I knew you were going there. There's probably going to be a little bangy-dangy taking place in that place between athletes. There's no question.
In the old village, you think?
Old village, but you got to be rocking and rolling.
You got to do that after competing, right?
No, if you got a few days, it's
before?
Just you don't
okay.
want to do it right before. But yeah, if you got a few days,
man, you make some.
I know
Olympic
Rocky was.
I was a big believer in that, by the
hotel,
way.
So.
I was a big like, hey man, not tonight. I gotta play tomorrow. No, I believed in that.
You gotta keep your legs under you.
I need not 2 days.
Yeah,
I believe
2 days.
Friday nights.
You
all
cut
right.
it off.
We
you cut it off on,
we want to do on
okay.
Friday.
Okay,
I can go out on Friday, but Saturday,
not even Saturday morning. Not even Saturday morning. Nah, you're going to get one in. You're going to get one in Saturday morning.
Maybe. I don't remember. I don't remember.
You're going to get one in Saturday
morning.
You can
plead the fifth.
Yeah. But
I'm telling you guys.
Sunday night.
I'm happily married, so let's just stop with that. You're all right.
Rocky was on TV in a hotel yesterday. You know, the women weakened legs thing, right, from Mick?
Yeah. That's right.
Right?
That's
not
right.
where that comes
that
from.
That is good. That's true.
You gotta listen to Mick. Two more for you guys really quick here. One item that is going up for auction soon here. Kobe Bryant's locker, the actual physical wooden locker from the Staples Center when they rebuilt the locker rooms there in 2018. So
ooh,
some
that's
guy
a good one, by the way, Woody.
Who worked there was smart enough to snatch it out of there. It was repurchased by the guy who bought the nameplate for the locker. They put the two together, and now there will be an auction. And the Kobe locker expected to go anywhere from $1 million to $1.5 million. If you'd like to have that in your home.
That's
and
a good
finally
one.
Here today,
if you
guys,
got money,
that
that's
nice.
A good one.
I don't know if you guys have seen this yet, but Tom Brady has been linked to another SI swimsuit model.
God bless Tom. Why shouldn't Tom? That's
well
what Tom
there.
Should be with.
Tom Brady. Which swimsuit model is this? Let me look her up. Go ahead.
I don't know, man.
Is that another one from Brazil?
He does have
a type. I don't know where she's from, Joe.
Tom can have anybody. Nothing against the ex, but Tom's doing. Tom's fine.
Let divorce man live.
Don't feel bad. Yeah, don't.
She got the
don't
cover
feel,
of the swimsuit don't. Issue.
Oh, she got the cover.
Let, yeah, Brooks Nader is her name.
You know why? Because he can.
She got the cover.
Brooks?
I give Tom credit. He tries to keep his business private.
Oh.
He's not one out there throwing stuff around on social media. He sneaks in late
She looks
at
a little
night.
Brazilian.
Probably is.
Brooks Nader. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
He's got it. Oh. Yeah.
Hey, man.
It's tough to get the cover, man.
Damn. Yeah, he's doing all right.
Hold that picture. I got to go to break here. We'll be back in just a second.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.